So once God had put the call in our hearts, and he did it separately before we met, you know, we were just set on this track. The difficult part was where to go. And we really had our hearts set on India, and we wanted to go to India. So we were making preparations to go to India on our own, to be students there for a while in seminary. This was our idea of our entrance into the mission field. And the missions organization, Evangelical Friends Mission, that we contacted them and said, we're going to India. We just want to be under your umbrella. We're really not asking for much, but we want to work under you guys eventually. And this is what we're doing. We want you to be aware. And they asked us to come to Rwanda. By that point, I had found out I was pregnant with our first child. So we are, you know, maybe 6 months into our marriage and maybe, you know, 3 months into our pregnancy. And they ask us to go to Rwanda, where at that moment, the genocide had just finished happening. So, you know, we've been seeing these images on television. We've been hearing the atrocities that had happened. And our answer was no, absolutely not. We have no interest whatsoever. They were pretty persistent, and they kept praying. And the missionary couple who was here in Rwanda at that time was about ready to retire. And they were praying for a young couple who would come and take over the work so they could retire. The woman, her name's Doris Ferguson, she's really a prayer. I mean, when she starts praying for something, watch out. And so they were praying, and then the mission was praying, and they talked to us a couple more times about coming to Rwanda, and we just said no. Pretty soon we realized, you know, God wants us to at least ask him what he thinks. That doesn't mean we have to go. It doesn't mean we want to go. It doesn't mean we're even really thinking about it. But we got to the point where we could ask God, God, do you want us to go to Rwanda? And God was not quick in answering that question for us. Really, it was kind of a 3-4 month process there of just kind of turmoil. You know, we don't really want to go, but we want to follow God. We know we want to be missionaries. So God, just tell us and we'll move on with life, whichever direction it is. Eventually, God did make it clear that he wanted us to go to Rwanda. He really had to be very, very clear with us, because we didn't have a lot of desire to come here. We had a lot of desire to be missionaries. But for Rwanda, we weren't really interested in jumping in too quick. One of the confirmations was when we became accepted as missionaries with EFM to go to Rwanda, we found out that we were going to have to raise our own support. And Dave and I were very, very unexcited about that. We just weren't excited about raising our own support. We just really had a peace that God was saying, listen, I'll raise your support. You go to churches, you share what's happening in your life, you share my call on your life, and leave it at that. If I want people to support you, I'll let them know. And we thought, you know, this is good. We don't really want to push this thing too much anyway. If the funds don't show up, we don't go to Rwanda, we go somewhere nicer. You know, that'd be great. Within 3 months, every bit of our funding was there, and it's been solid for the last 10 years. And there were definitely times when we got to Rwanda, and I had to look back at things like that to make sure that we were supposed to be here. Because when we got here, it was hard. It was a country that was still in turmoil. There was fighting. We were held at gunpoint in our home. We were robbed just 10 days after we got here. There were days when we didn't know if we'd live through it, literally. And there were days when we just wanted to go home, like almost every day. And we'd just look back and we'd go, okay, why are we here? What are we doing? What is this all about? What's the purpose? And we didn't have any answers to those questions at that time, but we looked back and we saw what God did and we knew we were supposed to be here. And there were some days my only comfort was, if God's purpose is for me to die in Rwanda, if he wanted that, then so be it, because he's made it clear I'm supposed to be here.